time because in 7 starts again some speech. I need to introduce me. I'm from DigiLab. It's education space and workshop space in under Academy of Fine Arts in Prague. And we providing some and supporting some open source applications, for example, Blender, Creative Commons, and of course the workshops as Vue, Inkscape, Game Blender, and Linux. And I have the big interesting about what's this, the open source, and my research is looking in the history, and I compare the open societies, real open societies, between open source. I touch some micro societies from Middle Age, Wüstenbubes. It's the two generation in East Europe. After I just compare the Freistetten, free towns, and a little bit Fiume and Sealands. What's this? Why this comparing? I think if we are thinking about this historical experience and we projection this to open source, we look for or we see some very similar. And this speech is more association and more parallels. I don't give you the results, but many questions was this. Okay, because it's more research, I speak, I read some thinking about this this history from Middle Age. Free ideas through micro societies have been studied by a writer, essayist, and poet Peter Lambert Wilson, the author of Temporary Autonomous Zone. The piece reviewed by Ondřej Slančanin in the Czech Republic in magazine A2 in 2005, and I citing, temporary autonomous zone represent various attempts to break out from subjection of authorities and to exit stereotypes that are official culture. This is often connected to attempts of independence, to attempts to exit from the world map. Yes, this example is real through the prism Hacking Bay. This during two generations in this region, in East, actually Czech Republic, between big three mountains, hidden this area for two families. In the imaginary triangle between the massive Rights East Nizhny, it's the name of the mountains, Rubí Jeseník and the Rybářské mountains, for two generations, the Bystrhubs family ruled the areas to extend the bigger area than contemporary district represent. Moravian Silesian history is made from fragments and is not exactly known where is the mentioned family came and from and the impulse for their X originate. The Bystrhub family evoked certain confusion because since the beginning in their activity there were present two heavily compatible principles. The first principle was harsh behavior resulting in brutal small wars. And the second, they present of the creation of the cultural landscape in forested area. Their economic independent dominion had narrow relation of the exploitation of gens that brought them the real independence. The gems was silver and gold. Under their control, a sophisticated fortification net of castles such as Kaltenstein, Goldstein, Fletcher, Friedberg, and Kastelikleve originated then on the both sides of the region border. During their biggest expeditions, they are indirectly connected with the foundation 15 villages. At least in the present day, this Hanušovické highlands. Long-lasting mining activity did not need measured. Finance, defense, settlements. At the significant favoring of management of survivors in villages was not possible. One historical, Martin Vihoda from Brno, just wrote about this history and isolating. In a certain sense, the Vistahook settlements may be labeled an unnatural product of contemporary poor condition, a castle without a real relation to colonized region. Naturally, many of those examples can be found in medieval history, but the above mentioned example differs by the fact that the Vistahook settlement, by the independence in enormous building activity, developed certain regime according to its necessity. The unusual of this example consists in the fact that refound natural richness was effectively invested back into new colonized region and into the safety the people themselves. Yeah, this family built that, I don't know, seven castles, and during this time in 13th century it was for this area very crazy, and after when the family leave out, the castles stay there without the other functions. At the same time, 1,000 kilometers to west, town autonomies arose through the pure diplomatic way and the very independence of whole Roman Empire. Rich citizens since the half of 13th century in the towns such as Mainz, Regensburg, Strasbourg, Cologne, Speyer succeeded in getting autonomy. They started the golden era of free towns, Reichsstadt, against the emperor. As in case of dynamic development of Moravian Silesian borderline, even here, especially investment into armed inhabitants was carried out. The significant step was development in secularization of society and exceptional tolerance in question of regional freedoms. In case of medieval republics, and then especially in case of rich ones, as in case of Lübeck and Augsburg, can be spoken about broader independence because they control every their commercial activities and admitted only small interferences into armed political structure. Yeah, this screen is I think from 16th, 17th century, and you can see Roman Empire was in this time 30 Reichstag. Augsburg's commercial lead into the foundation of historical first stock of exchange in Germany in 1540. The first was 9,000 years before in Antwerp. These unites did not command absolute freedom continually, but with respect to their existence can be spoken about oscillation in terms of generation. An example, most of the people who were able to cope with the political climate and managed to realize it diplomatically. Many of freedom's towns represent the direct contrary of Wilson theories of temporality. Their long-lasting existence was in the hands of neighboring states that constituted them, as well as in case of formation of the free town Danzig. Yeah, free town Danzig was founding after Treaty of Versailles, but that was broken the German Emperor and the people 90% people don't like this new state, and very quickly in 2nd September, in after attack in Poland, he connecting with the German, with the Weimar Republic. Yeah, direct contrast is free state human that originated by declaration theory of state formation. Yeah, this the state bill was by declaration theory, because the Danzig was with the constitution theory. It's two differences, and in 20th century, it's very interesting, because during this time was the change between the declaration. Yeah, you can see here how long it's only the picture in the middle. It's only for 4 years the independent. Yeah, and this picture. It's a dry port for sealants. Can I? In the first video? And I have archive video. Yeah, this is. No, it's not this. But it's open. Yeah, this tower was a barrier against the magnetic bomb. And wasn't not so much function during the Second War, but after, in the 60s, attacked this towers, many pirates radios especially Roy Bates, and he founded there the Sealand, Principality of Sealand. It was very strange, because on the tower was, I think 100 people, and it was very dangerous. For you, in this history, you maybe know, it's very interesting, the aggression in 1978 with Alexander Aschenbach. I invited him here, but it's not here. And he kidnapping of Prince Michel, and Roy Bates returned from UK, United Kingdom, and hidden or saved the attacker to prison. And that was a diplomatic problem, because Sealand in the 70s was completely illegal, and the German diplomatic visited him, and Roy Bates, for Roy Bates, that was the according the recognition of the state. Yeah. And here in Germany exists the cabinet in exile. And again, what is the very interesting? It's a company, Heaven Co., which had the hosting on the Sealand and hosting the child porn, because that was very easy without the international problem, because Sealand wasn't not in the World Trade Organization. Yeah. And it's the fire. So it's the end of the Sealand. Okay, the other example of open societies, it's pirates models. It's during the same time in the 60s, and the broadcasters attacked this tower and broadcasting some trendy music. And the first was Radio Sedge, second was Radio Caroline City, and of course the famous is Radio Caroline, which stayed or broadcasted until 1991, 20 more as 20 years. And I have here one. Yeah. It's a little visualization of how sending the broadcasting.
After two Caroline South was anchored off Clacton and Caroline North off the Isle of Man. Radio 390 broadcast light music for drama from an old army fort on Red Sands in the Thames estuary. In September 1964, Radio City had started broadcasting from another Second World War army fort at Shivering Sands, and an ex-Navy fort, Knock John, supported Radio Essex. Earlier that year, Radio Scotland had begun broadcasting from a converted lightship off Dunbar, and Radio 270 was a service for the North East.
Yeah, it's the first day of Radio Caroline, and
that's 3 weeks of Caroline from nothing with 7,200,000 listeners, which was phenomenal.
Yeah, for him, this is the producer of music, producer, and for him that was the business, because he promoting some music group from Ireland, and the founder having the possibility to grow up this music group and found the tech Radio Caroline. And after 3 weeks, have the 7 million listeners. Okay, the last example of open societies, it's Transnistria, Russian it's Pridnistrovye. It's a real prototype of Wilson ideas, with all insignias represent current enclave Pridnistrovya Moldavska Republika, that declared its independence of Moldavian Republic. Immediately after the disintegration of Soviet Union in 1990, it is unbelievable how similar genesis this young state has in the case of Caribbean pirates. And that it is possible to declare independence in 2 days in global Europe, and even without any presumption of any significant political or economical participation. Transnistria, de jure, forms a part of Moldavia, but this formation has been independent for 19 years. As a result of ethnic distribution, the constitution of this young state declares 3 official languages. The majority of internet pages and official representation of the Moldavian Republic do not recommend entering to areas not controlled by them. Inhabitants of Prinistrovian area are like the medieval Vistahuks, who leads bloody wars for their independence. In 1992 was the war between Moldavian, official Moldavian, and this separatist state, and 1,000 people dying there. The formation itself of Prinistria area has national background, but yet in 1989, writers strike took place in Tiraspol. Tiraspol is my city, Transnistria. They were led by the current president Igor Smirnov, who did not agree with the newly declared Moldavian official language. And I have here the last video. You can see how it's a small bit, maybe around it, it's a small bit. Video.
Into the bold formation of a young state by the pirate method. In the 20th century, present citizens participate on this project and they are very satisfied, like a university student from a local university of Tiraspol, Vladimir Shevchenko. I cite him. I do not feel limited. 1 year ago I was traveling to the Europe. We are free. Yeah, it's the positions of people in the States. Both the existence of Caribbean pirates was dependent of a new CEU base, and Transnistria is indirectly criticized for the comparing non-ethical transgressions traffic with guns. The level of overall disprized business will be negatively projected into future when is intellectual business world. The transactions are based on confidence, which Transnistria does not have.
Okay, this is the new example from Prague, and we have the situation of open societies between it's a artistic situation in Prague, and this building is National Gallery, and the artist format to building there some wireless points, and if you want to connect to access point, you always connect to some this wireless servers, and there is possible upload some video, some pictures. Okay, I finish this talk, this speech. For example, some countries in Europe have the same problems, and I have one example from Iran, and it's in this country it's a real piracy, because their official producing the Adobe and Autodesk and Windows under the brand Lord. You know this story? No. And it's very funny because this product, it's selling very fine 10 euros. It's complete packages. And yes, it's a little similar. Okay. Public relation. The most important person of free sharing and free modification, Richard Stallman, who has first started to fight with legal means against commercial ideas, which according to him lead to software itself. In 1985, he founded non-government organization Free Software Foundation. Originated schism 1998 was misfortune for the community where open source initiative comes out from the same ideas as well as Free Software Foundation. But the difference is more or less semantic. Comparing the development of companies with dynamic entrants on the scent of ideas of the Association of Creative Commons, we realize that open source initiative loses its power. Why? Creative Commons founder Lawrence Lessig is a lawyer, author of many publications, and man with a critical view on problem of copyright questions. Because of his professional, his goes further, and he has intended to implement efforts of Creative Commons license condition in other legal order. Yeah, it's true, because this is affects haven't open source. And this global aspiration make for a Creative Commons society more connecting with the board and more stronger. For example, in April this year, we made the official launch in Czech Republic. Micro society of Creative Commons licensees user with its dynamic and positive PR is not divided. Open source movement still relevant with this inspiration and challenge for the open source. Here mentioned real historical and contemporary models create a picture of situation of open source community against open society. I think that marketing forms a very important part of presentation.
where Creative Commons has become very known and relating to transfer of licenses articles to Worldwide Information Gate Wikipedia. Due to globalization and the internet, we expect many threats in future. Also, in personal security that is in connection with proprietary instruments makes a healthy paranoid person nervous. In general, open source has perfect starting position. The community has quite real potential to shift the society towards relative personal freedom and demonstrate though its position against monopoly that seems to be quite dangerous in future. Yeah, I think here I have some keywords from this text, and I separate negative, positive, and the conditions to forming more open source for the future. Because I have the feeling the open source is more philosophy. Yeah, now it's in technical. Technical problematic, and open source is real interesting for philosopher and for society and for sociologists and etc. And I mean the inspiration is in Creative Commons. The inspiration for me is investing the money back. Because, for example, $200 laptop used at Google, and I don't think so they invest back to open source. Yeah, and public relations. The open source initiative or Free Software Foundation lost their licenses, and these licenses to the Creative Commons. And that's all. Questions?
No questions.
I'm here downstairs if you have some questions.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thank you for your help.
No problem.